till it's gone.
Oh! Dad, Wayne, what is that?
It's a wheelbarrow full of.
Why do you have a wheelbarrow full of?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol. With three fat guys, we say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
I forgot to turn my microphone off. I should say hello again. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by my co-host Napier.
So,
via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Howdy.
We have a special guest tonight from the 35th most engaging show on Radio Bar, Jim Chapman. And our man in the thick of it all, calling in from the scene, Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Drunk, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you safe? Are you a safe distance away from the action?
I am currently safe, yes.
Currently safe. Drunk did not come because apparently he lives close to some situations going on in the area.
Absolutely.
Drunk, did you hear the Napier, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Pizza Hut that you and I worked at back in the day,
yeah.
Across the street from that Pizza Hut, directly across the street in that shopping center,
yeah.
They just opened a bar and grill, and Mike Brown's dad was there watching a boxing match, and a member of his entourage went outside to smoke a cigarette. And then the doorman wouldn't let him back in for whatever reason. And apparently, and this is just from what I read, and I might have some of the facts wrong. I don't know. Don't take anything I say to be fact. If you're getting your news from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, you got bigger problems. But a member of the entourage came back and shot and killed the doorman for not letting him back in into the bar. Which, I mean, really, if a doorman doesn't let you back into a bar, I mean, that's like a bad Yelp review. That's not like shoot him and kill him.
Shoot him dead.
Doesn't seem...
Well, here's the doozy. A bar about a mile and a half down got shot up a mile and a half, about half an hour later.
Oh, so people are just
shooting up bars? Well,
yeah.
If you watch the news going on right now, it just looks like everybody's preparing for a hurricane, which I think is a Travis line from 20 minutes ago that I just stole. So, thanks for that one, Travis.
No problem.
But yeah, everybody's just boarding up their businesses, and all the schools in the area are closed tomorrow. They closed down schools. It's like who's gonna get mad about a grand jury indictment and like go bust up a school?
Well, it's hilarious too because I'm watching this coverage and there is literally 6,000 people there in front of this courthouse, and right above them is a big banner across the street that says season greetings.
Somebody went and hung that sign up. Yeah. Yeah. The season's greetings sign. They said, oh yeah, this isn't going to get torn down.
Welcome to Clayton. Season's greetings.
Yeah, but we've been sitting here watching what's going on for a while on TV, and you know, all the stations are covering it. And unfortunately, guys, if you were really looking forward to the new Katherine Heigl show, I think the premiere was on tonight. That has been preempted. So
I mean, it's on channel 5.2, so we're good.
Oh, it's just on a cable channel?
Yes.
Thank God. I hope that if I was going to DVR it, then what'll I do? The DVR doesn't know to divert to a different channel.
I think they're putting it on regular TV at 2:35 a.m.
Okay, because Katherine Heigl's big return to TV, I don't want to miss this.
Doesn't she have large boobs?
I mean, I think they're, like a normal size. I don't think she's known for her large chest.
You know what Katherine Heigl movie I love the most? 27 Dresses. You know?
You liked that one?
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. I love my favorite thing that ever existed in motion picture history is when her and James Marsden have Elton John, Benny and the Jets sing along with the bar.
Didn't she like do a fashion show with all the dresses?
Yep, I also enjoy that.
Did you really see 27 Dresses, Travis?
I've seen it multiple times.
No, you haven't.
I am not any of that either.
So, Drunk, I mean, do we have any news? You're going to bust in with any news, right?
We're still looking at our comedy room right now. But anyway, my drive home was a nightmare. It was crazy, man. So, you know, rush hour traffic usually dives down in St. Louis about 6:30 or so. I'm driving home at 7:30, and I live two exits away from where the actual shooting happened. So, like, trying to get to my exit that was 2.5 miles away was a joke. I couldn't believe how backed up it was at 7:30 at night.
Because everybody saw on the TV where the party was. You should see, my gal works at a grocery store. You should see all the frantic white people running to the grocery store to get their milk and bread, thinking that, like, the Armageddon is coming in a few hours. I mean, they think it's, like, the purge. They think that, like, they have to go home and lock their doors and turn off their lights and hide in the basement and get some canned goods because they're not going to be able to leave their house for a week.
We should have gone up there and started laughing. Well, I'm like, ha-ha, that's all going to go bad when the power goes out, jackasses. Ha-ha, enjoy it while it lasts.
See, that's what you should do. Like, if you're planning riot and protest and kill whitey, you gotta cut the power so they have to leave their houses.
Exactly. Well, it's
or at least open a window, you know. Gotta get some air circulation.
Yeah, but to get whitey, you'd have to take out the cell towers too. We got LTE now.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we and you know, the thing about it is, I don't know how you can watch that video of that guy going into that store and intimidating that shop owner and say, oh, this is an innocent kid. I don't see how, and I think that proves, like, how real easy, and I hate to say this, but I mean, like, the Holocaust and all the Nazi shit.
I don't like where this is going.
How easily you can just dupe people into, like, creating, like, a mob mentality and believing anything and not being able to be swayed. I mean, like they murdered millions of Jews. And they were just like, yeah, this makes sense, right, guys? And, like, nobody questions it because then they'll look like a pussy in front of their friends.
Hitler was an excellent public speaker and very, very, like, He was a born leader. It was hard not to believe him.
Let's not compliment Hitler on the show.
No, I mean, Hitler was a great public speaker and a good motivator. Obviously, he got a lot of shit done. You can argue that it wasn't good stuff.
I mean, I think that all day.
I think that most people would agree that what Hitler did was pretty bad. But he had an idea. And he got a whole bunch of rubes to implement his plan.
Yeah, he's a lot
of. And that's what's going on here.
He's a lot like Tony Robbins, I think.
Idiots fucking
see. So you're calling the social leaders in Ferguson Adolf Hitler?
No, what I'm saying is it's really easy. It's really easy to come up with something and trick a bunch of morons into listening to you and getting them to do shit. And I mean, like, you have to wonder, like, and I hate to sound all, you know, conspiracy Jesse Ventura, you have to wonder all the shit that's going on while we're watching all the people on TV breaking out windows and setting fires to gas stations. I mean, like, what's really going on right now while we're all watching this?
You have a group of people that just want an excuse.
What?
You have a group of people that just want an excuse. The people who burnt down the Quick Trip and then surrounding businesses for no reason, what do you, they weren't really trying to accomplish anything.
But I mean, all these people you see on TV blocking streets and stuff, are they all residents of Ferguson?
No.
They're coming from all over the place. They're coming from all over the place to come be a part of this. Because
very few of them, as a matter of fact, are actually from Ferguson. That's, I wouldn't put that out there.
Because, they see what's going on and they say, I gotta go be a part of that. And those are the people you gotta worry about. And the people that came in weeks later, I mean, you know, the Al Sharptons and the organizers and stuff, you have to wonder, like, you know, what their motivation really is. Do you really think their motivation is justice? Is that what you really think?
That's why I hate vegans and also people who claim to that they are glucose intolerant.
Do you think that, like, we could get a really strong vegan leader?
No, because they don't eat meat.
I mean, like, how come we only...
You passed that by. You can't pass. That was a sweet line. No, you can't get a strong vegan because they don't eat meat.
They don't have that killer instinct?
No, they don't eat meat. I mean, when was the last time you saw a bulked up, beefy vegan? They look emaciated, like they're about to die. Like, no, this is a diet for everybody. Where'd my teeth go?
All right. Old boys on the TV. I'm putting you guys on mute for a second.
Okay. Drunk's our man on the street. He's going to bring us the news as it happens. We are your first stop headquarters for the verdict in Ferguson.
That's especially if you listen to the podcast 3 days from now.
Yeah, obviously you won't know what happened, but we're here. We know what's going on. So
the prosecutor guy always really creeped me out because he's got like one lazy eye, and it's kind of like weird to look at him.
He kind of looks like a chubbier, younger Charlton Heston a little bit.
I'd take that look.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad look. Lazy eye. But I mean, you know, obviously we have a ton of other stuff to get to. I mean,
real quick, I haven't been keeping up exactly on all the happenings. What is happening tonight that you guys have been talking about a lot?
The grand jury has reached a decision as to whether or not they're going to indict the police officer who shot Michael Brown.
And they're announcing that in the middle of the fucking night?
Yep, they're doing it at 9 o'clock at night on a Tuesday, yes.
Do they realize people who don't have jobs are going to show up no matter when they fucking do it?
Yeah, yeah. I think they were hoping for like snow or something. Yeah, no, I don't know why they're doing it now. I guess they decided 9 o'clock at night on a Monday would be as good a time as any. But everything has closed in anticipation of this. All the stores, all the malls, school is closed tomorrow, everywhere. All the schools in the area sent their, kids home with like a big packet of homework to do over the next couple of days while
in anticipation of having the school burnt down.
Right.
It's
yeah.
just like nobody's going back to work till after Thanksgiving at this point.
I guess. Yeah, that's kind of what it's looking like. I got an email at work the other day that said, you know, hey guys, you know, we're kind of far away from what's going on, but just in case, I mean, just keep an ear to the ground. If you see anything suspicious, let us know. And if you're having a hard time getting to work, I mean, we understand. Which to me is just like an invitation to make some shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Which it just seems like that's what everything is. It's all like inviting it. It's all saying, hey guys, try this out. It might work. If I mean, I got to work on Thanksgiving. I hope to God there's some shit going on Thanksgiving, so I have an excuse to stay home and eat turkey.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, they said they're bringing in a ham, but, I mean, you know, who gives a shit? Fuck you and your ham. I want to stay home and hang out.
Well, I'm off on Thanksgiving, but I volunteered to do the cooking for the people after work. So I'm bringing in a turkey and a ham. And
Napier's...
That's a nice man.
Napier's work announced that they are not opening tomorrow. So Napier's off tomorrow.
Yeah.
So far, this has been a positive experience for you, correct?
Well, my place of work is down in the city, and a lot of places down in the city are closed. A lot of those bigger office buildings, they're telling people don't show up.
I'm starting to get a little jealous. I'm thinking, how can I bring a race riot to my area?
Right.
Yeah, not only off of work, but I mean, the city streets are empty. It'd be like The Walking Dead. You could just like,
you can't go on the street. They all walk out in the middle of the street. See, they just,
you gotta be like Glenn. You gotta jump on the fire escapes and shit from building to building and then go in through the roof and take your pullovers that you want and then go home.
Oh, and a lot of the buses have rerouted around the major protest areas, and Metrolink stations are, I think all of Metrolink is still going, but some of them might be shut down.
Jim, I have a question specifically for you, and it's good that we have you on this week, because I know that you're sort of neurotic like me, so if anyone's going to understand this, it's you.
All right.
Do you ever want just a soda, but you feel weird going through the drive-thru window and just getting a soda?
You know what? I'm going to have to be 100% honest. It's never crossed my mind whether that was odd or not.
You've done that? You've just like gone to McDonald's and said,
you know,
yeah,
what
just,
it is?
I want a Coke. Thanks.
I feel so much higher on the... in the society's eyes, and those shit bags have to work the drive-through. That they, I can order 30 cheeseburgers and tell them it's just for myself and not feel bad about it. So just getting one Coke, I mean, it's a win because that's less calories I'm usually rolling through there with, and B, I could care less what their opinion is. So it doesn't bother me at all. No.
Do you think that a fast food chain that has drive-throughs and just has like every soda imaginable. I mean, like, you know, you go somewhere and they have Coke or Pepsi and, you know, you have to choose. No. This place has everything. Everything available in a fountain this place has. And they just have all of them and that's all they have is sodas. Do you think that would be successful? Like a beverage drive-through?
I know somebody at work, his wife, like, exclusively drinks fountain soda, and she actually has two fast food restaurants in town that she said their fountain soda is better than other places. So every single day when she used to go to school, and now when she works, like, she leaves and goes on lunch and gets like a 32 ounce fountain soda from a specific fast food joint.
Well, I mean, I can tell you right now that McDonald's Coke machines are better than everyone else's. I don't know why it is, but Coke at McDonald's tastes better than Coke anywhere else.
Oh, have you seen them try to operate that fucking thing that has the, little conveyor belt for sodas?
Oh yeah, the thing that shoots the chunk of ice. Like,
yeah.
it shoots all the ice at one time. It knows exactly how much ice to put in a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Yeah, it never fucking works when I'm there. I watch them fiddle around with this fucking thing, and every time I've gone there, it shot out like five cups instead of one.
This long-winded son of a bitch has been talking for 22 minutes.
Can I tell you an industry secret too, real quick? I'm not that I'm part of the industry, but you know how like McDonald's, like, it's a dollar for any size fountain drink all summer long.
You can say you're part of, you don't have to specify what industry.
All right, as part of the industry. You know, like McDonald's, they offer that dollar, any size, up to 44 ounce drinks all summer long, right?
Right.
And you think, how can you do that? You usually charge me $2.79 for a 44 ounce drink. Well, you know how much that 44 ounce drink costs them? You get out of what they pour those out of, which is just a big bag of syrup. It's literally a 5 gallon bag of syrup that they pump CO2 and water through. And they pay, they pay $50 for that box. That gets 900 pours out of that 5 gallon box of syrup. So you figure if you offer that at $1 a glass, and a pour is like 12 ounces, so figure a 24-ounce drink, you're getting 450 24-ounce drinks, and that's without ice. So they're making all of the money. So they want you to come through and drink. So you should never feel weird about going and just getting a fountain soda because they're raping you.
That's why I feel weird about paying for refills on fountain soda. It doesn't seem like that should be a thing ever.
Like those assholes that put the fountain machine behind the counter, you have to tell them what drink you want, like instead of having it out for you to fill your own.
Exactly, and they always get pissed off at you if you don't take your lid. Like, oh, the biohazard of my lid is going to contaminate your oh-so-perfect skin.
The thing that pisses me off, too, is, like, I go to movies, and there's, around me, like, all of the motion picture houses, you fill your own soda. You just say, I want a 32-ounce or a 40, a large or small or medium, I want that cup, and they give you the cup. And you go and you fill your own shit. I go to other theaters out of town, and you have to tell them, you know, what drink you want. And they fill that fucker to the top with ice, so your drink is gone before the fucking previews are even over. And then you have no drink for the three-quarters tub of popcorn that you have left. And what are you going to do? Go and pay another $3 for a fucking soda?
And I love it how they do the, oh, you can get free refills. Like, okay, well, I have to get up and fucking get it during the movie.
I feel this is a cause we can get behind. We need cheaper sodas.
You know, Travis, as a fellow alcoholic, can I give you a tip about the movies?
Oh, yeah, give me a tip.
All I do is I just get the largest size Coke Zero and bring a flask. And then unless you want to get super drunk, you'll just sip on that thing through the entire movie. It made Tusk almost watchable.
My happiest experience ever, I watched The Hangover 2. We had a double date. And we went and had some food, and then we stopped at a convenience store, and I bought like a pint of Captain Morgan, and I got the giant soda and poured it about three quarters full of Diet Pepsi, drank a little of the Diet Pepsi, and poured the entire pint of Captain Morgan in there. And The Hangover 2, while it was a funny movie, was not as funny as I thought it was when I saw it in the theater.
I'll tell you, the first movie I did it for was This Is the End, and the last one was Big Hero 6. That one I was a little more nervous for because it was opening
weekend.
It's
a child's movie.
Yeah, it was a full theater full of kids.
Shut up, you dumb bastards!
Just laughing at ridiculous shit.
This lady had like six kids who sat right next to me, and I was like, well, either she's so beaten down by the world that she's not gonna give a fuck what I'm doing, or she's gonna be so uptight as soon as she smells it, because you do smell it. I've got the whole operation down to a T, but you do smell it when
You should have passed her the cup and said, hey, child, take a drink.
Guys, you kind of went a little bit off track here. I just wanted you to tell me that you think my idea would be good.
The soda, yeah, I told you it would be good.
They say that a lot of places in their dollar menus and, you know, all their food and stuff is really just an excuse to sell sodas anyway. So you just cut that out and just sell sodas. You're the place with all the sodas. The gas stations, they don't make a lot of money on gas. They want you to go inside and buy a candy bar and a soda.
And hot dogs.
So all we're doing is we're just saying, hey guys, thirsty?
We're going to skip the pretense.
Maybe we should just call the place. Thirsty? Question mark?
Hope you get all this overpriced candy while you're here.
You have three drive-through lanes. You just have a ton of access that people can get in and out quick. They can buy their $1.29 soda. They could get like a super mega size soda, like fountain soda that you can pour into other cups, like if you're having a party. Let's just go crazy here, guys.
But would Michelle Obama be up your ass in about 2 seconds?
Oh, she'd be in your hometown preaching to the entire populace about how this place is the worst thing for the youth.
Where's drunk with the Napier's already pulled up what happened on his phone. Why has drunk not come back? He's there. He's on the scene.
Could he have been taken?
I
mean, everyone else at this point already knows what happened. And we have a man on the scene who has us on mute like an asshole.
Maybe they're throwing Molotov cocktails outside of his door, and he's worried about that instead.
Well, Napier, I mean, do you wanna say what?
Hello,
Drunk.
There he is. So
it's fucking going down, dude.
What do you mean it's going down? What's going on?
He's been acquitted.
So he has not been acquitted. He will not face charges.
He will not face charges. Well, we kind of expected that when they called in the National Guard. They didn't call in the National Guard for excessive celebration.
They're slap hands with the
population. They're like, hey guys,
Ferguson.
The Chuck E. Cheese's are going to be out of control.
Well, yeah, like, so, dude's still talking. He probably announced that he won't face charges about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. Now he's trying, I just switched he's over to the TV. It looks like everybody's running around going crazy.
Right. He decided to describe what actually happened after he told them they won't face charges. And as soon as it did, fucking, oh, man, it just went bananas.
So, are you guys sure we don't want to finish the soda discussion, or just what we want to go with?
Well, I was thinking I was going to tell you about a place that I went a couple of years back that sold exclusively soda. They just had a little diner. They had a diner counter.
Well, I mean, to tie it all together, Jim, once these guys run around for a while, they're going to get thirsty.
Free sodas for everybody!
And, I mean, if a whole bunch of them run into a gas station at one time, the gas station people are going to get nervous. However, if they formed an orderly line and went through thirsty...
No thirsties. It has to be like the great fast food joints like Hardee's, Carl's Jr., McDonald's. It's got to be thirsties.
Right. I think he's right.
Yeah. But do you think they would loot your soda joint if you offered
all they're going to get is bags of syrup.
Well, you know what I mean? Like if you offered a value on fountain drinks, don't you think they would happy to pay for it?
At that low price, they'd think it would be crazy to do that much.
Yeah, they wouldn't steal from you.
The only problem would be, you know, the millions and millions of, you know, 89 senses that we've acquired over time.
That you've acquired?
Well, yeah, everybody goes through, they give me their 89 cents. Those 89 cents after a while start to add up.
I'd say you gotta round it up. You gotta do 99 cents because it's close to a dollar, but people don't think it's a dollar. But they'd be happy to pay 99 cents for it.
I think that people have gotten so used to 99 cents that they know 99 cents is a dollar. You say 89 cents, it seems like you're really, really getting some.
What if you say 94 cents? Is that a better deal?
Sure, I guess.
How about this pricing model? What if it's like the gas pump? What if they pay for what they pump? You have a little scale there, and then however much is in the glass, that's what they pay.
That's a good idea, like yogurt joints.
Like at yogurt places.
That's a good idea.
You wave a soda.
How do you do it through the drive-thru, though? Do you hand them a cup and then,
guys,
like, a spigot, and they can do whatever they
want? This
might
be a stupid question, but I'm not, like, you know, a physics guy or whatever this might be. Does ice weigh more than water, or does water weigh more than ice, or do they weigh the same?
The equivalent amount of ice should weigh more than the equivalent amount of water.
It should?
Yeah.
But does it?
Well, ice should shrink, doesn't it?
It should, but does it? Yeah, that's... So I'm trying to figure out, like, the best value. Like, you know, when pouring your weighed beverage.
You gotta...
Well, I'd say, like, it's like the accoutrements at the fast food joint. They can get the ice later if they want it. But at the register, they only do the soda.
That's the deal, is you pay that price for the soda, but then you also have to pay for the ice.
Yeah.
Do we know that Drunk is okay? Drunk.
I'd like him to weigh in on the soda discussion, too.
I mean, like, you know, can you weigh in on the soda discussion at all?
No.
Are they getting rambunctious in your neighborhood?
You know what? Because, you know, I got to be bunked down and wipe people down.
Is it a storm shelter?
Can you open a window and hold your microphone up to it?
Yeah, just go out in the street. Go out in the street and find one of them.
Interview
and
them.
Ask them some questions. Tell them they're being recorded for an internet radio show. Ask for a quote for the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, Drunk.
Yeah, so, I mean, on my particular street, it's not crazy yet. But just by looking at the news, I can tell it's going to be.
Are you glad that school is closed tomorrow?
Well, I know my mom's not glad school is closed tomorrow, that's for sure.
She deals drugs at school. People love people.
It's kind of funny because, like, if you're watching the news locally, so you know how when they got, like, the snow closing, like, all the schools, like, their schools are, like, not even close to Ferguson. They're shutting down tomorrow.
Yeah, we keep hearing stuff outside of Mike's house.
No, I don't see anything going on here. I think we're okay.
I'm okay, guys.
Okay, so then let's get back to the soda thing.
Well, have you seen those Coke machines where you pick whatever, you know, soda you want, the Sprite or the Coke Zero,
and then you can add cherry to it?
Infuse it, yeah, with any flavor you want?
Yeah!
On the touch screens, yeah, those things are sweet.
My favorite thing to add to soda is vodka.
Well, they could do a whole bunch of those. They could have all kinds of additives and just, you know, further on make it like a big deal. And maybe like have like 1 hour of the day where things are a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, call it the magic hour.
You know, like the magic hour or happy hour or something like that, you know?
Well, you'd have to pick your slowest hour of the day, and then that's when you offer the best deals. And then you could offer like a deal for like, you remember how you were when you were a kid and they had fountain units and you poured like every different flavor of soda into that cup? Maybe you offer a deal for like a mix and match.
Anchor in the chat wants to know if Craig Ferguson is okay.
No, he quit his show.
He has another show. He has like a game show or something now. I think he's fine.
Oh, he does?
The game show is not very good.
Have you seen it?
No.
Then have you?
This is assuming.
That guy's
well,
gonna
if
land on his feet, though.
Craig Ferguson is headlining it, not sure how good it can be.
This guy is still
Are those cops just posing for photos?
Yeah, he's still talking.
Oh, they're throwing shit at
him. People are throwing things at the police. That's always a good idea.
Oh yeah, that doesn't start anything.
This all goes back to their request that the police not wear too much.
I thought they were going to flip that car for a second.
Huh. Wow.
I'm going to search Twitter for Ferguson selfies, see if I can find any news that way.
Well, guys, you want to take a break? I think that Drunk's going to jump off.
Yes, sir.
Drunk, thank you for being on location. In the thick of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And
stay safe.
We will see you next week.
You'll be back next week, right?
Have we had any new flat drunk submissions?
No. We need to start talking about some flat drunks because right now Jim Chadman's the winner by default because he's the only one that's entered.
I'm loving it.
We need to get some flat drunks out there into the world. The Travis's Spooky Box was sent. We have not got any confirmation that it has arrived yet.
I was really, really, really hoping for an unboxing video, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if I win
the next round, I will do an unboxing video.
Guys, on the website, on the Facebook, everywhere, what you do, you find you some flat drunks. You find the flat drunks, you print the flat drunks out. You then take the flat drunks.
Put them in some precarious situations.
You put them in some silly situations. You put the flat drunks out there in the world so that flat drunk can experience things in your local area. Flat
if you have a quick mart,
get around.
If you have a quick trip that's burning down, put them in front of that.
Right. Flat drunk really needs to make an appearance down in the Ferguson area, I believe. I'm
Absolutely.
Off tomorrow. I mean, if the place isn't burnt to the ground, maybe I won't. I absolutely won't.
Or maybe if it is burnt to the ground, that'd be a better picture.
Right. Go to the Quick Trip and put a flat drunk at ground zero.
I think there's going to be multiple.
Or just like, since it's me, I'll just take a picture of myself.
That you wouldn't qualify.
Yeah, you're not flat drunk. You're round drunk.
Yeah.
So guys, get those flat drunks out there. I've mailed off some flat drunks. I'm expecting to get some pictures of the flat drunks that I mailed.
Yeah, nobody's going to request flat drunks.
Absolutely.
At the end
we'll
of
see you guys
December,
next week.
There's going to be a Travis.
Be safe, drunk.
A Travis Holly Jones.
Thank you.
Be safe, drunk. Thank you for calling in. See you next
week. All right, we'll see you next week.
So get those out there, guys. And I guess we're gonna go on break now. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. And
when we come back, I want to talk about the hoverboard situation from last week.
Can I talk about the hockey manufacturer that fucked up my legs?
Yes.
We're going to talk about all that and more.
Can we talk about Kate Upton?
Absolutely.
Why not? What about Star Wars?
We got to talk about Bill Cosby, too.
Jim, what do you want to talk about?
I also have a thing.
Oh, cool. Let's talk about it.
Guys, I just want to say we are going to get into the Bill Cosby thing, but if one of you, if any of you, say Jell-O one fucking time, I'm firing you from the show.
Can I say Pudding Pops?
No. No, we will not say anything about Jell-O or Pudding Pops. That's the easy joke, and we're better than that, guys.
What if I'm referencing Jell-O Biafra?
I don't know what that is.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Christmas is coming, and that means you're going to have to buy a bunch of for people. You don't have any ideas, do you? You don't know what your cousin is into. You only see them once a year. HappyGoatShirts.com has the answer. With a selection of over 100 novelty t-shirts, hoodies, and infant clothing, you're bound to find something for anyone. And, using promo code WFOD, you can save an extra 10% off their already low prices. Don't go out in the cold weather to buy a bunch of junk. Order online today to have your gifts sent right to your door at HappyGoatShirts.com.
I was more disappointed when I found out wrestling wasn't real than when I found out Santa wasn't real. And then when I found out Jesus wasn't real, shit, dude.
Here at Sonic Blasphemy, we are an equal opportunity offender.
Corn muffins!
Motherfuckers.
You're full of shit.
I'm just an asshole, I guess.
I almost shit my fucking diggers.
We're totally naked right now.
There's lots of back hair in this room.
What the fuck?
We want our Dutch rudder. And this is why I'm a terrible person.
For more audiosyncratic insanity, check us out on the interwebs at www.sb3pod.com, radiofubar.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on the Skype. Napier, what's going on, buddy?
I bought new hockey skates and they tore holes into the sides of my feet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So did you get the wrong size?
Nope, got the right size. Unfortunately, I went with a manufacturer that is apparently dog shit.
Is that well documented?
No. Well, I mean, the documentation is in the holes in my feet. I mean, if you make a quality skate, you should be able to skate in it without having holes in your feet.
Right.
And now I'm bleeding from my feet because this manufacturer is stupid.
You know, the thing is, you are an overweight fella.
Oh, yes, yes.
You probably got some beefy feet.
No.
I got little girl hands. Your feet, you got big beefy feet, right?
No, I got little girl feet, too.
You got little girl feet?
Me and my wife wear the exact same set of shoes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
You wear the same shoes?
We wear the exact same shoe size.
You buy lady shoes?
No, I wear small men's size.
You wear, what size shoe do you wear?
9.5.
You wear a 9.5? That's a girl size.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. So you called the place up, and you said...
I said, hey, dude, these skates that I bought, they tore holes in my feet. The guy said, wow, that sucks. You should bring them on by.
So he agreed with you that that does suck.
Yeah, he agreed with me that it sucked, not that the skates caused it, because he said... Well,
what else would cause it?
I don't. Well, are you sure it's not a stigmata?
He said, "I."
That's a good point.
He asked if I was wearing socks. Like,
I don't wear socks with my skates.
Apparently you have to wear socks with these or else they'll tear holes in your feet.
I barefoot it in my skates.
No, I wear socks.
I don't really remember when I started it. I believe somebody told me at some point, you know, I'm easily swayed. You know, I probably would have killed Jews too. and a guy told me that if you don't wear socks in your skates, then your boot sucks up the sweat so that your feet stay dry. And I don't necessarily know that's true, but I don't like socks anyway, so I was easy to convince.
Well, I think Napier has to wear socks to fit into adult-sized skates, isn't that right?
That's true. Yeah, he needs a little buffer, you know, to fill it out.
Well, I like my skates nice and tight, not overly tight to where I'm cutting off the circulation, but I don't want to move around in these skates.
Jim, just to give you an idea of how tiny Napier's little girl hands are, Napier buys, as you can imagine, he's a big fella. He buys man-sized XXL everything, but he buys intermediate gloves. He buys gloves for, like, preteen boys who don't quite fit in the small child ones, but definitely don't fit in adult sizes. So Napier goes and he buys XXL everything and then asks where the teenage gloves are.
Because I have tiny little girl hands. So what all the girls are wearing when they are, you know, in their adult sizes, that's what I have to buy.
Do you use two hands when you jack?
No, it's not that big. Oh. My tiny little hands fit it perfectly.
Oh, it translates?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the bigger the feet.
I will say my balls do take two hands.
You got some big balls?
Got some good-sized balls.
Or do they just look big? Are they normal-sized balls compared to your tiny penis?
I think that's a conundrum that we all need to answer in our lives if we have giant balls or a tiny dick.
It's like the chicken and the egg.
Yeah. I don't necessarily, my balls aren't big, but I do have like a surplus of sack, it seems like.
Yeah, I got a good amount of gooch.
I mean, it just seems like my balls, like I sit on my balls all the time. Like I sit down fast and my balls just bang on the chair.
Oh, I've squished them before.
About the one time that, like, when I was probably 20, 21, and this girlfriend that I had was sitting on my lap and decided to slide down my lap and, like, crushed my ball between her ass and the chair I was sitting in.
The first time mine happened.
Slide down your, so, like, she was trying to get.
I don't know if she was trying to, like, do something fun or if she was just sliding off the chair instead of standing up. But
explain this to me. So your legs were, like, spread out enough that, like, she dropped
in
between
your legs? She was a tiny gal. Like, she was very thin. Like,
but she dropped, like, in between your legs?
Yeah. It was, like, between my legs she dropped and, like.
And you just roofied her?
Well, not just. Okay. But can I tell you, like, it crushed me, and she's like, what? And I'm, like, flipping the fuck out. I'm like, you just crushed my ball. And she's like, why are you screaming about it? And I'm like, because you crushed my fucking ball. And I swear that to this day, it's still not the way it should be.
Your balls? Irreparable ball damage?
She didn't pop it, but it just doesn't seem right. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when I was a teenager, my balls seemed just fine. They were the same thing, a little big. But, you know, after she decided to crush it on an ottoman and her bony ass, it just doesn't seem right anymore. Just
what do you
the
mean
one
by
right.
It doesn't seem right? Like it feels like kind of lopsided or
randomly, randomly, like moves in a different direction than it should, you know?
Do any of your balls ever like go in you?
Yes. Constantly.
Like inside of me?
My right ball goes in me sometimes. And
that's
like,
the one.
I'm like, hey, where did my other ball go? And it's
you gotta like
up
you gotta
in
like
me a bit.
You gotta like fish it out. You kinda like gotta massage it out.
Yeah,
right?
You kinda gotta like, you know, trick it a little bit.
Mine
yeah,
don't
on
do
the side
that.
Of it, you're like, come on, little fella. It's Groundhog Day. Let's see if you can see your shadow.
I did have a friend in junior high. He only had one testicle because one day he called his sister fat. So his sister kicked him in the nuts, and it killed one of his nuts.
What do you mean it killed it? Like it disappeared, or fucked up and they had to get rid of it?
She fucked it up so bad it died. Like she killed his
ball.
So
he still has a nut, it just doesn't work anymore.
No, they took it out, it died. Like it was gonna rot off. So they cut his ball out because it died.
Do you think it would be easier if we just cut our balls off?
No, I don't think that at all, ever.
I just want like a sack reduction. I just want like a, you know, I get a little self-conscious about my balls flopping around and stuff.
I guarantee you they offer that.
I don't, like, you look at the porno fellas with their tight little sacks. Do you think that's a thing that they go and get? They say, dude, I don't want my balls to, like, that's unattractive to see my balls swinging. You know, can you give me like a tight little package?
I think they probably do, like they staple, like, at the base of your penis where they can pull the skin and then, like, staple it closer to you so it makes your dick look bigger and your balls look smaller.
Oh, no, if I bend over, I look like a Great Dane. Giant nuts just hanging down. You can't see the dick, but you can see all sack.
Can't see that red rocket poking out.
Well, I was totally going to segue right into our Bill Cosby discussion when you mentioned getting roofied.
Ooh, Jell-O Pudding Pops.
Son of a bitch. Travis is off the show. Hang up on him. Have you guys paid attention to this Bill Cosby thing that's been going on?
He's raping everybody.
I think it's up to like 23. It's like Tiger Woods all over again, only instead of just having sex with everybody, he's actually raping them.
Except, do you remember when Bryan Singer supposedly raped everybody and then
Bryan Singer supposedly raped one guy?
No, there was more.
I mean, doesn't like 25 gals have said Bill Cosby raped me?
After that one dude came out, there was like six more dudes that came out and said, yep, Bryan Singer did that to me too. And as soon as the original guy was like, maybe that didn't happen. The other six guys just kind of, like, trickled away.
But it's funny because, like, nobody is coming to Bill Cosby's defense. Nobody. Nobody's saying, oh, you are. Well, I mean, who are you?
It's fucking Bill Cosby.
I mean, all of Bill Cosby's co-stars throughout time have all, nobody said, hey, guys, I don't really think Bill Cosby did this. Come on. I mean, it seems like beyond question that obviously he's done this because there's so many people that have said it. And they all have the same story. They say that people stay over it. First of all, who's staying at Bill Cosby's house? Who's like, oh,
I'd go.
If I was a dude, which I am, and I stayed over at a lady's house, which there are ladies that probably would say yes. I don't know of many. But if they did, I believe everybody would assume I was fucking them.
Well, no.
Really?
No.
You wouldn't stay over
at Bill Cosby's house. You go to Bill Cosby's estate.
Yeah,
you stay like you in go the to fucking. It's not like you're in the second bedroom next to the master.
Yeah, Bill.
You're on a separate acreage.
He's probably got a big place. I would imagine.
Like you have to call
Bill Cosby's
up
probably pretty
doing.
Well off, but they all say the same thing. They say that Bill Cosby has a big drawer of pills, and I guess because he's a doctor, he prescribes people pills. Like when they come over to his house and they say, oh, I got a headache. Bill Cosby, like, how about you take this pill here and pop it in your mouth and try it out and you see.
Now, when you wake up in the morning, you will have the aftertaste of dick.
And
that
then,
is a side effect.
And then they wake up in the morning and they're naked and confused. And that's just how it's gone in all of these accounts of what Bill Cosby does. And it's funny because Bill Cosby demands that people call him Dr. Bill Cosby, but he has like an honorary doctorate that he got because like he spoke at somebody's graduation and they're like, oh, by the way, Bill Cosby, you're a graduate of here now. Congratulations. I mean, he's not actually a doctor. It's an honorary doctorate.
Yeah, it's like world's best grandpa.
But I mean, he took it to heart and now he prescribed. That was a good, I'm sorry.
You're constantly stepping over Napier's awesome
I know,
line.
Napier. That
I
was a good
that,
line.
Like,
and I just kept rambling on with my
and
bullshit.
I try to point them out like every episode. I'm like, no, you got to stop. You got to appreciate like, that for what it was.
That's what you got to do. You got to slow me down and let the Napier jokes breathe a little bit.
Yeah, like a fine wine.
See, and that one, that was a bit of a thinker. Like right away, I just thought it was a stupid thing that Napier says because Napier says stupid things all the time. Like, you know, he's bound to at some point say something ridiculous about beating women. I mean, that's going to happen.
Well, I think he was going to say at least Bill Cosby didn't beat these women.
I don't know that.
They don't know that.
They don't know that either.
I tried to air that one out, but that one
can
just
I tell
wasn't
you
really
something
though
about Bill
joke.
Cosby? I think as he's gotten older, like he's gotten to be like that perverted grandpa. I saw him like 10 years ago at like a college campus. He put on a show and he was very funny, but he had like a handler who was like a college age girl and she was a little thicker. Like she wasn't fat, but she was thicker. And he brought her on. Yeah, well, she's brunette, you know, yeah. Nice thick right. thighs, you know, yeah, meaty ass where you bounce off that thing, you know, it's good stuff. Anyway, but she was like his handler, and he brought her on stage because he was talking about how the college was treating him really well and how they gave him this handler. And he brought her out, and he's like, oh, what's your name? And she said what her name was. And he's like, oh, what are you majoring in? And I gave two shits about what she was majoring in. And then he's like, so what else do you do here? And she said, oh, she's, you know, I'm a cheerleader. And he laughed, and he kind of had his arm around her, and he said, oh, I bet you're not on the top of the pyramid.
No, no, no. You do it as Cosby. You don't just say what he said. You do it as Cosby. What is this?
I can't beat your Cosby impression.
No, I'm getting in the chat. It was the worst Cosby impression ever, so I want you to do a shitty Cosby.
I'm
worse than my Cosby. You see.
I don't want to do the worst Cosby impression ever.
Theo! Rudy!
That's where you gotta start. If you want to do your Cosby impression, it's not Jell-O pudding pops. It has to be Rudy! You know? It's gotta
Theo!
I like to think is one of the more interesting points from this these revelations is, A, these rapes happened in the 80s. They're 25 to 30 years old.
And why now?
They came to the forefront because Hannibal Buress made a joke about it 2 weeks ago and was recorded, and that went viral. You know, Hannibal Buress is a black comedian, and this is how far, you know, built from this is how much lower he is in the eyes of the African American community by saying, use proper English and pull up your pants.
Yeah, fuck all him for saying that. Fuck you, Bill Cosby, for telling people that they look ridiculous.
He's been saying that for years, though.
Underwear.
He's been saying the plight of the African American man is the fact that they don't take care of their children, they don't get a good education, and they don't work for a living. He's been saying that for like 20 years.
Travis.
And now all Travis. Of a sudden, because Hannibal Buress made a joke.
But Hannibal Buress isn't the
best. I don't think that
reporter.
The Hulk's wife is a Hannibal Buress fan, though. Like, how would the Hulk's wife even have heard about this?
Well, she was like, what, like the fourth one that came out? She wasn't the first. Right?
No, I don't think she was.
Yeah, there's like 20-something of them now. You know what? They're saying like 23, 24. Can't you just round like about 20? I think once you get to like 6 or 7 rapes, you can go ahead and just say like about 10 rapes.
We're done. We're done with the witnesses.
Yeah,
we don't need any more.
You get up to 16, 17. You just say about 20 rapes. Huh. There's been a lot of gals who have said Bill Cosby. Do you really need the exact number, you see?
Well, probably the judge wants it.
Napier, let's hear your Bill Cosby.
How many children were raped by Michael Jackson, allegedly? You know, that was fine.
Three?
Now people are like jumping up and down saying how great he was.
Well, so what you're saying is Bill Cosby needs to die.
Seriously. Yeah, and then they'll be fine.
He's getting kind of old.
Yeah,
I mean,
and they'll put out a posthumous comedy album, and it'll be forgiven.
They'll have a touring Cirque du Soleil show about Bill Cosby's comedy.
They'll put out a
Fat Albert come out, and, like, you know, swing around from the rafters with some scarves.
Hologram Fat Albert?
And Bill Cosby, the fake Bill Cosby, can throw frozen pudding pops at ladies.
Son of a bitch!
He didn't say Jell-O.
I didn't say Jell-O. I said pudding pops.
He just said pudding pops.
You know, I fucking love pudding pops, and it pisses me off that I can't buy one.
Why can't you buy a pudding pop?
They don't exist anymore, Napier.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
They haven't existed in like fucking 10 plus years.
Well, their spokesperson's a rapist, Travis.
No, you gotta get the Go-Gurts. Got to get the Go-Gurts and you freeze the Go-Gurts.
That's why there hasn't been any more Naked Gun movies.
I thought it was because Leslie Nielsen was dead.
Yeah, it's not because O.J. Simpson's in prison. It's because Leslie Nielsen is dead as fuck.
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen, that was that guy in the Taken movies, right?
That's Liam Neeson.
Oh.
he was on an airplane like Liam Neeson, nonstop.
But listen, Hannibal Buress isn't an investigative reporter. He's a comedian. This was... I was surprised when I heard about these rape allegations. And this was just common knowledge to some portion of the community.
Well,
of the
it came
country.
Up a couple years ago. A couple women came forward and accused him of it. And, like, it kind of just went away, which I think is what Hannibal Buress said. He said, you know, this happened. And I think Bill Cosby just kind of said, you know, guys, I don't want to talk about this. And then they're like, it just went away.
Oh, don't worry about it.
They're like, oh, well, I guess if Bill Cosby doesn't want to go on Barbara Walters and talk about how he raped broads, then I guess we won't talk about it anymore.
Isn't Roman Polanski to like a pederast, and he got to make a couple more movies, but then he just didn't come back to the United States?
Yeah, he just continues to work elsewhere. Yeah. And people fly out to do movies with him.
So maybe Bill Cosby should go to Canada and put out a comedy special.
His last comedy special was pretty bad.
Yeah, he's
kind of old.
Bill Cosby himself
is
one of the best hours of stand-up of all time.
It absolutely is, and I'll tell you, when I did see him live, it was so funny, and I can't say that for a lot of clean comics, but just his storytelling is second to none.
Okay, Jim, let me ask you this. Bill Cosby himself, all Bill Cosby's great comedy albums. If it comes out, if it's proven Bill Cosby has raped 25 broads.
How do you prove a rape happened 20 plus years ago?
I mean, if it's become kind of like the general consensus that we believe this happened.
Okay.
Is it still okay to like Bill Cosby's work? Is it still okay to consider Bill Cosby one of the great comedians?
Well, look, the quarterback of my favorite team is Ben Roethlisberger. I'm sporting his jersey every Sunday, so I think you can tell where I stand.
That's all good.
I mean, in a lot of ways, it kind of comes back to the specific to me, I guess, but I always kind of liked the Lost Prophets, the band.
Oh, that guy was the sickest motherfucker I've ever heard of in my life.
And it came out that the singer of the Lost Prophets was conspiring with a woman to rape her baby.
It was a baby.
And he was talking to this woman like, you know, hey, can I like pay you to come over and rape your baby?
Is that a real thing?
Apparently. I'd never heard of it, but apparently it's a thing. Now the question is, is it okay to still enjoy Lost Prophets songs on my iPod, knowing that he's a baby raper.
Yes.
Knowing that he's singing those love songs probably about some babies he likes.
The art is far removed from the person once it's put out into the ether.
Is that true?
Know?
Is that
yes,
really
it is.
True?
Like, people love Michael Jackson. That dude fucked a bunch of boys at the Neverland Ranch.
I mean, like, Billie Jean, still a great song.
Yeah, it's a fucking great song. Absolutely. People were pissed off when they found out Elton John was a gaymon. People like banded against like Elton John stuff. You know what I mean?
Anchor
like,
in the chat says that the last Bill Cosby rape was in 2006. So I mean, you know, he hasn't raped anybody in like 10 years. So I mean,
who is letting like 60-some-year-old Bill Cosby rape them?
Guys, we gotta give him a pass. It's been 10 years since his last rape.
He's a national treasure.
And you know what? You know what? His output as a comedian has significantly gone down in those 10 years. Maybe rape is what fueled his comedy.
Oh my God.
That's his totem.
Maybe your raping significantly increases your output in whatever chosen art form you pursue.
Mike, can we do something?
What's that?
I want to plot a graph against a chart of when his movies came out. Like, how many rapes did he commit the year that he filmed Ghost Dad and Leonard Part 6? And I want to see if that fueled his drive to make those amazing motion pictures.
I want to convince a lady to go along with it and get drunk to rape a gal so he's a better co-host. Like, I mean, it's not going to be a real rape. We're going to pay her off to just, like, pretend.
Well, that's assuming that he's going to survive tonight.
I've got bad news. He's probably already gone. So we should have got his take on the Bill Cosby sitch before.
He's been purged from the system.
Let him go.
Oh.
I hate to make light of rape.
But go ahead.
But if anybody was going to rape me, you know, Bill Cosby, right? Do you remember that speech he gave to Theo about how it was going to be to live? Like, Theo wanted to leave. He's like, there's
Theo!
Too many fools here.
Theo!
If a gal doesn't want you to have sex with her, you shouldn't, you see.
I'm a doctor, and I'll give you some pills to make sure that she does want to have sex with you.
Theo!
But no, remember that speech that he gave?
A gal has a right to choose whether or not let you have sex with her, you see.
And you can do it while you're eating a hoagie sandwich. you know, because he loved.
But I mean, Hoagie also, Sandler. What a career bump for the cause! Like, he really hasn't been relevant in a while.
He was off the radar. It's
getting him back in the news. I wonder if his album sales have gone up or down.
He has.
Well, I bought on vinyl.
They canceled all his shit, so nothing new is going to go up.
I don't think Cosby probably needs a lot.
Not a lot. No, of course not.
I think Cosby's probably gotten what he needs.
He doesn't have to do any of this. He had a special coming out and something else on NBC, and they scrapped it. But he didn't need any of that. So he can probably just go back to his mansion and just be like, nah, whatever.
But that's how disconnected he is, too, because he's doing like promotional stuff, interviews to support all these projects he has going on. And people are asking him the question. It just sounds like you don't think they're going to ask you that question. Like, he really thinks he's a deity, you know, like he cannot be touched, and he'll just shut down the interview.
Mostly it's
guys, this front page news about me raping broads. Not interested in talking about it. Ask me about my projects.
It's his shitty representation that says, yeah, Kaz, I think it's a great idea that you go on national fucking televised news programs and talk about your newest project.
Gauntlet's been dropped. Lisa is now claiming that Travis has the worst Cosby impression.
I told you.
You want to have a Cosby off, Travis?
Theo! Rudy! I'm looking for that hoagie sandwich! Claire! I wasn't eating a hoagie!
Jell-O pudding pops! Ah, shit!
Yeah, you're fired!
I just dare you. Go on YouTube, look up that bit he does about the chocolate cake, feeding his daughter chocolate cake for breakfast, laugh your ass off knowing that he raped 25 bitches.
What was his buddy's name that he had when he was a kid? He always cites him in his stories. He had like a buddy named like Frank or some shit like that. Yeah. He tells like 25-minute stories about old Frank. It's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
So what else we got?
You know what? I call them selfish ladies. The Cos wants some, you give it to him. Don't make him a Spanish fly.
He's given us plenty of entertainment for how many decades? And you're going to give him shit for wanting to stick it in your twat?
Yeah, you know what? Offer's on the table, Cos. You need some, you call me. I'm coming over, no questions asked. I'll take your pills.
Yeah, of course you will. Because you're a good
you like. What are they doing over there? What's
goddamn national treasure.
Yeah, yep. He's entertained you, and you're more than happy to give back. Me too. I'm happy to give up my back, and by that I mean my butt.
You know, there's plenty of people who plaster the red, white, and blue, you know, across the back window of their pickup truck, but who's willing to make the sacrifice for real American heroes? Us, Travis, that's it.
Slap hands.
Guys, what else we got? I had an idea about, you know, all this stuff going on with Obama and people not liking what he's doing, and like Congress and all that. I think that we should replace all branches of the government with tortoises.
Can we also include raccoons because they're crafty?
No, because then people will say you're racist.
No, what I want to do, I want decisions to be made. I still want some people to write bills and, you know, try to pass laws, but I want the tortoise to decide. I want to put yes or no on two pieces of paper. And then whichever one the tortoise walks to, I want that to be the decision.
I'm waiting for President
Camacho.
That way
something is getting done. You send a tortoise to you know, the yes plate of food or the no plate of food. What do tortoises eat? Lettuce?
And strawberries.
You get some strawberries and some lettuce. I mean, make it fair. Keep the same amount of strawberries and lettuce in one bowl as the other bowl. And you just see which bowl he walks to. And then that's law.
It's funny that you bring that up because on the way to work this morning, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was a bumper sticker on somebody's vehicle I was behind that was going 20 miles under the speed limit. And I was like, oh, this is either a real old person or a real redneck. And their bumper sticker said, and I'm not like a giant fan of Obama. I don't even really care for him much, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But the bumper sticker said, this vehicle is powered by foreign oil. Thank Obama for that. And I'm thinking, hasn't all of our vehicles been powered by foreign oil for all of the years and all the way back to all of the presidents?
I think so, yeah.
The 60s and 70s.
But currently,
and 80s and...
I guess so if it's you made, Obama's
but if you made a tortoise, the president, then there's going to be bumper stickers that say, thanks for Felix the Tortoise. This vehicle is powered by foreign oil.
But,
thanks,
I mean, Felix. You can't blame the tortoise. All he did was walk to a bowl of strawberries.
Well, they're going to. They're going to blame Felix.
Way to go, Felix. Way to walk to the wrong bowl of strawberries. Yeah. You always walk to... It doesn't matter how many goddamn times we do this with the strawberries. You always manage to walk to the wrong one.
We even have a tortoise majority in the House. And you're still... you're still voting the wrong way.
We should replace that tortoise with some kind of, like, Gila monster or something.
Oh, I voted for the dolphins. The dolphins. I wanted a dolphin majority.
The lettuce patch that I wanted to win was obviously infected by chemtrails. So the tortoise knew not to go to that batch of lettuce.
I think that if everything was decided by a tortoise, how much worse could we really be? I mean, shit would at least get done. Like, there wouldn't be like a, you know, the House sends something to the Senate, and then the Senate kicks it back, and then the Senate sticks something secret in there and send it to the President, and then the President,
and then the President says, nope.
Then it goes back to the House, and then the House sends it to the Senate, and the Senate says, no, thank you, and then it goes back, and it just goes around, and nothing ever gets done. We just do everything.
This is what I want.
We do, yeah, and then the President, like, sends something through with an executive order. Everything is an executive order decided by a tortoise.
Can I name the tortoise Waffles?
Yes.
Okay.
I think every... You know, like, that thing that they do where, like, if something is voted on, like, or the White House has to address something if it gets a certain amount of signatures. And, like, they were talking about, like, building a Death Star, and, like, the White House had to... everything that goes to the tortoise has to get a certain amount of signatures, and then we just get rid of everything. I think the tortoise should be... Like our juries, I think the tortoise should be. I mean, like, if you've gotten to a point where you're on trial for something, it's 50-50 anyway, right?
Well, not.
It's 50-50. The lawyers.
How
they,
good is the lawyer?
Yeah, the lawyers. Get rid of lawyers. We don't need lawyers anymore. Tortoise. The police put a guy up. They say, "Look, tortoise, did this guy kill the guy or not?"
And I mean, the police. Like, the police go back to, like, Andy Griffith days, so it's like Andy Griffith, and he doesn't even carry a gun. And he says, well, it's been brought to my attention that Dan thinks that Sue stole his apple pie from the windowsill. Well, better ask the tortoise, and then the
judge determines.
Decides.
The judge determines how much evidence is put out there, like, by how many strawberries go in each bowl. Like, if it's a strong case... Then the yes, he's guilty gets way more strawberries.
And what if he's really,
I can see you really thought
guilty.
This through, Mike.
Too long, I think. I think that we should replace our entire political system and justice system with that wheel from Price is Right. You spin that fucker, and it ends up on how many years or completely acquitted is like that one that you can never hit.
You do it by that game with the yodeling guy.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, you're guilty of 23 rapes. Draw a number. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Or sneak his fabrics after cause.
Or it's Plinko, where he has to drop the chip, and it's like zero rapes or 20-some rapes. Like, that's how many he gets sentenced on.
He gets 20 chip Plinko lands. Chips, and however many numbers he lands on is how many years in prison he gets for the 20 rapes. You know, the roundabout 20 rapes.
Yeah, roundabout.
It's 23, whatever. It's 20 now.
And I guarantee you, that would be the fucking rating sensation of the century. Like, if you televised
put
that
on TV...
Every motherfucker in the world would watch that more than they watched The Truman Show in that fictional universe.
Dude, Travis, imagine this. Every night at 7 o'clock on C-SPAN, you tune in to see what the tortoise walks to make it a law. You give him little hats.
Is weed legal? And then he wears, like, a fucking Jamaican, like, beanie kind of hat with, like, the dreads hanging off. And then, like, he decides if weed is legal or not.
You remember, like, 15 years ago when everybody had a goose on their porch? Or was that a local thing? When everybody had those stone gooses?
I think that was a local thing, like a local stone quarry.
You guys
had too many gooses.
You guys didn't have gooses?
We just had little black Sambos.
I don't think we're allowed to have those here.
You guys didn't have the stone gooses? That was a local thing? What
no,
was the story
goose.
Of the goose?
There's
Napier?
Still stone gooses all over the place.
Why did we have gooses?
No, we
well,
do too.
Gooses
it's
are
like,
good luck.
Lawn ornaments.
And you put them in little outfits?
Yeah, yeah. Like the fat lady polka dot underwear, you know, skirt hanging up kind of thing.
Jim, you don't like my tortoise idea, do you?
I just think if we're really honest about it, we should put the person in power who really has this country in their grip, and that's Taylor Swift. Like,
oh,
let
man,
her decide everything.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, no fucking she's a smart bitch. She knows what the fuck's going on. I mean, she just seems to have all the right answers. She's good.
Well, let's go over the facts. She ain't going to let no man tell her what to do.
No,
absolutely
no, sir.
Not. Holy shit.
Number two, she's going to empower the youth culture to fucking do something for once.
Right, right.
Yeah, get on it, you know? What do you want to do?
Number three, she's a little easier on the eyes than most politicians.
That's
I am in love
true.
With that music video, The Teardrops on My Guitar. I think she was only like 17 when she recorded it, but she's
even
like laying in bed and touching herself.
Her new one where she's like all empowered and like...
Oh, she's of age now. I don't know.
And like, you know, she cuts the nipples out of the guy's shirts and stuff. That's a good one. You know what? Yeah. She doesn't really do it for me so much. And I'm going to tell you, you know, she just seems like she doesn't
a horrible bitch.
She doesn't seem like like sexy. I mean, I can tell you that she's like a good-looking gal.
That's what makes her sexy.
But she doesn't
though, radiate
she doesn't
sexy.
Seem
sexy.
I don't know. But she's good to look at, like, you know, as like, you know, just like subjective, like, you know, she's proportionate and I mean, like, she's put together well, and I can acknowledge that she's a beautiful lady, but she just doesn't do it for me.
But, like, Jennifer Lawrence is not sexy either, but she's, like, smoking hot. Like, she's one of my favorite people that exists. I mean, you saw, I would assume that you saw the leaked photos of her.
Of course
and
not.
And they were not sexy. I mean, even when she was, like, bearing all of it, it wasn't a sexy pose even though she was trying to do it, because she's just like my buddy, you know? But right, she's man. Super hot.
No, know. Continue on with your thing, Jim Chadman. So
no, maybe Taylor you guys just don't have the appreciation for a good pair of high-waisted shorts. Like I
don't like the high-waisted shorts. I think they look ridiculous. I don't like them on anybody. I hate the high-waisted shorts.
But you know what? She's also 1989. She was born. She's no spring chicken anymore.
Jesus Christ, 1989. That makes me want to puke.
She's got a little bit of experience now. She's worldly. She's seen things.
She slept She's with all place. The Jonas Brothers.
James, I'm going to interrupt you here, but I'm going to let you finish. Rihanna had the best video.
Way to go.
Of all time.
Guys, I got it. Taylor Swift is on the Tortoise's staff.
Oh, boom.
Executive council.
This
of
country
the tortoise.
Cannot go wrong.
Taylor Swift can more than likely persuade a tortoise one way or another, I would imagine.
Yeah, sprinkle a little sugar
can
on the...
Taylor persuade anybody to do anything.
She'll write a song
sugar
about
on
it
the,
if he doesn't.
On the strawberries.
Right. Think of all the great songs Taylor Swift will write about that tortoise.
Does that mean she has written a great song before?
You know, Taylor Swift's music isn't that bad.
It's not bad. It's
I don't like it. I don't like drive around in my car listening to it. But like, if a Taylor Swift song comes on in Walmart, it's not like I'm like, ugh. You know what I mean?
I've accepted
like
the fact
every
that
time
I'm not
Bieber
the
comes on.
Anymore.
Yeah,
like,
you're not right. Exactly.
You're not what?
It's okay. I don't like it. It's not supposed. I'm not supposed to like it.
It's,
I'm supposed
yeah,
to be
not for you.
Yeah.
But when she becomes the ruler of the United States, and mm-hmm. her song then becomes the national anthem, and we sing it before all sporting events, then we'll just have to get on board.
No, we won't get on board. We'll have bumper stickers that say, fuck Taylor Swift.
Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah. This vehicle
Taylor,
is
Taylor's
powered by
foreign
the tears
oil.
Of your ex-boyfriends.
Why don't you quit abandoning country music and fix the...
deficit.
Yeah.
This woman's become a dartboard for dicks. I'm not going to vote for her next time.
Although, I guarantee you that, much like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura, if she ran for office, everybody would vote for her.
Oh, yeah.
Here's exactly why it won't happen. She fell victim to the oldest trick in the book for a popular, good-looking music star. She fucked John Mayer, and that has tainted her from here on out.
John Mayer's banged everybody, though. I would say anybody who hasn't banged John Mayer probably isn't really famous.
So do you think they all have the whatever STDs John Mayer has? He's gotta have something, right?
They have celebrity AIDS drugs just for the famous people.
Oh yeah, that fucking Illuminati puts out just for those assholes. Like that's why Brad Pitt still looks awesome. Mm. George Clooney, you see that guy lately?
Don't you think it's weird that no one has done like just ran for president?
Well, people run for president all the time.
No, I mean like a celebrity, why isn't Alec Baldwin president? Alec Baldwin would run for president and people would vote for him because he's Alec Baldwin.
I'm pretty sure he makes more money like making movies than being president.
I mean, he can still make movies, right?
No. That's just like Schwarzenegger when he was the governor and he vowed to eradicate all the predators, you know? He didn't make a movie at all. And then as soon as he resigned or as soon as he was done, he's like, let's make all the fucking movies that ever existed.
If Eminem ran for president.
I want to see Kurt Cameron run for president.
Voting for Eminem.
No, I bet Eminem would win.
You think so?
I bet, because
fucking Eminem can't beat Iggy Azalea for best rap album at the AMAs.
There would be so many. Yeah, but Eminem isn't going to run against Iggy Azalea for president. Eminem's going to run against some square old dude in a suit.
You could be right.
We've had lots of square old dudes in suits. Time for Eminem.
The 20% or 30% of people who don't vote would be like, holy fuck, I have to vote in this election. And then they're like, those 30% would vote. And then the other like 70% that usually vote were like, I'm not going to vote because there's no fucking way Eminem is going
to
win.
Guys, surprisingly, I have an announcement to make. The season's greeting sign is still up. It looks like all the stores around it are getting their windows broken out, but Season's Greetings is still up. So
they want you to know that they still respect the holidays.
Right, right. But no, I mean, like all the 18-year-old voters, they would all come out in droves to vote for Eminem because they're tired.
Do 18-year-olds even know who he is?
They're tired of the system, man. That's why I think that they would go for McCordis plan too.
Yeah,
it's about damn time we try something different, guys.
I agree. I completely agree.
Maybe we need a hip hop voice. We need Dr. Dre.
That fucking guy, he's sold out to, he's got those beats.
He's a billionaire. He doesn't give a fuck.
Fuck that guy.
Dr. Dre.
Buy an island to make all the laws he wants.
Yeah.
Just imagine Dr. Dre's political ads. They would all start off with like, so you thought I fell off, huh?
Y'all forgot about Dre. No,
if anything, the 24-hour
he's,
news
he's
coverage would be
his
awesome.
Headphones. He's good.
I don't know. I just I look at the unrest in Ferguson, and I see Obama addressing people at the White House, and there's people climbing the fence and trying to get into the White House. It's time for a change, guys.
Hope and change. Let's get some hope and change in there.
It's time for something different. I think that we've had the same old, it's just business as usual.
You know,
we need
to
shake things up.
A lady. You think that'd help if we voted a lady in?
Mm-hmm.
No way, Travis, because once a month,
they'd be
things
pushing
will get out of control.
They'd be constantly going to war because they'd be pressing the button.
Well, gonna bomb Indonesia once a month.
Yeah, they can't have bears at the White House. There's a lot of important shit going there.
Sandwiches.
White House supported by Kotex.
They'd paint the White House pink. Yeah.
Well, I really only have one other thing.
I have about four things.
I have one thing.
We're running out of time.
That's five things.
Well, everybody do their things.
Chadman, okay. Go.
All right,
wow,
that was great, Jim. Travis, go.
Mike, go.
No, okay, I'm ready now.
Okay,
Jim, go.
So I was thinking about doing an Urban Dictionary entry because all of my t-shirts are gray, and when it gets cold outside, I wear sweatpants, which are also gray. But then I can't walk around outside with gray sweatpants and a gray t-shirt. But if I did, I would wear it out, and I would call it a trailer park tuxedo. And that would be my entry for Urban Dictionary.
Did you work hard on that?
I actually put a little bit of effort in that, yeah.
Guys, Jim Chadman is the host of Not Safe for Water Coolers.
You know, that's not an appropriate time for a plug.
A podcast that you can hear every Tuesday night after the Titus Noncast on Radio FUBAR. And guys,
download it on iTunes.
Jim, for fuck's sake, really needs some likes on the Not Safe for Water Coolers Facebook page, guys. Because Jim, he needs some audience engagement is what he needs. Because
let me tell you something. The Furticast opened their Facebook page a full year after I did.
They just opened it a couple of months ago, and they have like 80-something likes.
Yeah.
They're good, those guys.
They have fans.
I know.
I think the people on this show right now, probably a lot for like 4 of those likes.
I don't think
you know what?
Like
I promised a show every 2 weeks, and what do I deliver? A show every 2 weeks. Furticast is running the best of every other week at this point, from what I can tell.
And then they're not even having their host on a couple of the episodes. They're having some random dude named
Goddamn Scabs.
Some scab, like, what is it, this Jay? What is this Jay person?
Guys, this is what I'm saying.
Shove it there.
Not Safe for Water Coolers, not a bad show. I would say it's probably in my top 10.
Like, you've been on that show.
It's probably like number 9, but it is in the top 10.
A close running for, you know, the other show.
It's not great. I'm not going to lie to you people.
But guys,
let's start out with a great episode.
We were sent out an analytics report. It was all the shows on Radio FUBAR arranged by how many Facebook likes they have. Mm-hmm. And it was John from the Chris Break Show that sent out the list to our secret Radio FUBAR group. And I suspect, and I don't remember who brought this to my attention, but I echoed their sentiments, that I'm pretty sure that the reason John sent this out is because the Chris Break Show ranks pretty high on the list.
Do they rate higher than Unfit for FM?
Unfit for FM isn't on Radio FUBAR, Napier.
I bet they don't get as
Speaking
high.
Speaking of Unfit for FM, they're taking the high road with us.
Really?
Yeah, that's
smoking what weed now?
Yeah. I haven't finished. I don't know if by the end they stopped taking the high road. Probably. But at the beginning, he said that they're taking the high road with us. Which, you know, it's really weird when he says something like that, because it's like everybody wants to take their little pokes at me. They just poke and they poke and they poke and they poke. But then, like, when I decide I want to play too, like, I want to have fun, I want to play, let's play. Like, do I not know how to play right?
No, you're smelly and you're not allowed in the clubhouse.
It's like everybody's like on the playground, they're like, Mike, come play. You know, we're playing tag, and you're obviously slower and shittier than us, so you should come play. And, like, I come out there.
You're shittier at tag.
And I come play tag.
That's a rough spot to be in life.
That's when everybody decides they don't want to play tag anymore. It's like, Mike's playing tag. Now we don't want to play anymore.
Mike, would I be correct as categorizing what you're saying as calling Unfit for FM cowards?
No, because
we're a show, Jim,
vegetarian.
I'm going to take the high road here, and I'm not going to answer your question.
We're a vegetarian podcast. We don't have beef.
But I feel like...
That's
like,
another nice Napier line that you're stepping on, Mike.
I wasn't paying attention. I was in the zone. What'd you say, Napier?
Don't worry. I was just sitting next to you talking. I'm sure you didn't hear it.
It just seems like maybe I don't do it right. Like this whole podcast beef thing, like I thought we were just having fun and playing and, you know, doing jokes and taking little pokes at each other. Do I not know how to play right? Do I play bad?
When you do it, it sounds spiteful.
Yeah, you sound mean when you do it.
I'm not doing it right?
No.
No.
Sorry. Okay. Guys, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to Brian of Unfit for FM.
Ooh.
Because I I was out of line, apparently. I don't know how to play right. I thought we were having a good time.
I think you crossed the line when you called him a clap.
No, I like Anchor. It's that other guy. Fuck him.
There's another guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's two guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of them is definitely not a claptrap.
Which one?
One of them.
See, Napier should get into politics with answers like that. This guy knows how to...
Yeah, I know. Did you see how he did that?
Napier is our tortoise.
I'm the bellwether for good ideas.
But what were we talking about before I got off on this? Oh, yeah. So Jim, how many shows on Radio FUBAR did you have more Facebook likes than? Because that is the measure of a show, is how many Facebook likes. We were 19th on the list, Napier.
Well, that's because nobody likes us.
Can I tell you really quick how useless Facebook likes are?
We need to push the Facebook a little bit more, because I want to... I don't care about Facebook likes and all that. I don't really. But I care when you put me on a list that I'm 19th on. That's when I start caring. That's when I say, oh, I don't like being 19th on this list. I want to be number one on every list.
You know what you got to do then, Mike? We got to spend like $6 to get engagement on Facebook, and then we'll have, I guarantee you, with that $6, we'll get 20 more likes and 20 more people not giving a fuck.
Well, the Beaver exhibit has 5,500 likes.
The Beaver exhibit?
The Beaver exhibit. Oh. They have 5,500 likes on their Facebook. They had zero posts last week and zero engagement last week.
I think my mishearing of what you just said is a genius idea for a show that we should all get behind. The Bieber exhibit.
Where we just talk about Justin Bieber every week?
Every week.
Just like the latest Bieber news?
Yeah.
And Maybe we should have a Bieber exhibit segment.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you called your podcast the Bieber exhibit and you exclusively talked about Justin Bieber, you'd be in the fucking top 5 of iTunes.
Well, maybe just with our Bieber exhibit segment every week. Like, you know, we could put that in the tags.
But you can't search that in iTunes, right? Oh, yeah, you can. Can you?
No,
can
I think just start off with a question for me about where I was ranked.
You're 35th.
You're way down.
Who did you beat?
I don't think I beat anyone.
No, you were ahead of a couple people.
I'm getting some bumps here. Number one, I'm on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Oh yeah, I mean that's
boom.
We're the 19th best.
You should have seen what we did for some of the Kickstarter projects we've had on here.
has any of the Kickstarter projects that we've promoted actually hit their goal?
Not a one.
We're like the kiss of death. No, the wedding photographer lady, hers went through, right?
She was already at her goal when we talked to
her. Travis. We're going to take credit for that one.
All right, done.
Number two, I've got this Urban Dictionary thing that I think is really going to take off.
And if it's, hey, Jim, if every week is as good as this week's was, I think you're in the fucking gold.
Yeah. That's your first step, is you need to convince Rob to come back, because that episode with Rob was great.
Yeah, he's not into it.
Oh. Well, yeah. Then you're fucked then. Sorry.
Do you have an opening for another co-host?
I'd love to have a third. We're looking for a third wheel.
All right. Hey, message me after the show.
it's out there, people. Who wants to be the third wheel? I'm not safe water coolers.
I'm really bad at promoting our show, but I feel like I'm so much better than you at it.
Because I feel like you're really good at it, Mike.
You don't really do anything.
No.
You don't, you make promotional advertisements for your show, you know, promotional advertisements.
I used to.
Your advertisements don't even have the name of your show in it.
Yes, they do. I take the first hello and welcome on every promo. It's hello and welcome to the Not Safe Water Coolers.
I'll tell you something, Jim. And this is, we're going to talk some shop here. And this isn't good radio, but.
Oh, inside baseball, baby.
Look, guys, at this point, do we care about doing good radio? Because nobody's going to listen either way. And it's at the end of the show. People have turned it off by now anyway.
Jim,
have we ever done good radio?
Whenever Shannon shares something off of our Facebook page, it gets way more people that have seen it, people that have liked it, whatever, than anyone else. And so
I share your guys' stuff all the time.
Yeah, and it gets nothing. When anybody shares it, it gets nothing. When Shannon shares it, for some reason, it goes crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how can you be so Shannon. Far down the list when Shannon shares all of your stuff?
Shannon should become the social media czar for Not Safe for Water Coolers. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But she's busy. She's got shit going on.
She's got philanthropic endeavors. She's a socialite. She is an alcoholic. There are a lot of barbs, you know, in that razor wire in that chain link fence.
You get caught up in that. You can't get all the way to the MSFW media person. There's shit happening. NSF.
Did I catch an M in there?
No. I think I said MSFW. Didn't I? N? N?
There you go.
I'm sorry. I'm from Wisconsin.
perfectly candidly, I've tried to have handoff reins to her.
Do you remember when she
perfectly candidly, in the holiday week, I told her we need to record tomorrow, and she has not messaged me back. So we are closing in on under 24 hours for her to confirm that she's willing to record tomorrow. If not, Travis, are you available tomorrow evening?
Yeah, if you're gonna go the way of Lantern Light Lounge pretty soon, I think.
No, I am dedicated to our 50 plus listeners.
Hey,
50 to 55 listeners.
I'm available, and I think Mike's available too.
No, I'm busy.
Oh, Mike's busy. Mike's always busy.
Mike has read the Dan book of hi-hatting.
Well, I did your show, Jim.
One time.
You can't say I didn't do it, because I did.
Didn't you have to bring Napier on with you, though?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to do the show with this guy.
I've never been on
the
your
audio
show.
Was
I'd
completely
like
unlistenable.
You've been on my show twice, Travis.
Huh?
You've been on my show twice.
But there's a couple of shows on the list that I think that we could pretty easily beat. I mean, we're not that far behind a couple of them. So,
which ones? Name them. Call them out.
I got to pull up the list.
Wait, I have a strategy for the listeners. If you've actually made it this far into this podcast,
they haven't.
You're a real fan of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. What you need to do is you go to a party, you go to a family get together, you see Great Aunt Gladys' iPhone sitting there. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on with that thing. Open up her Facebook app because you know she bugs the shit out of you with like Candy Crush requests and bullshit. Go to the Facebook page on her fucking phone and like it from her
just
phone.
Just like it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You're currently
phone you can come across.
We're hey, currently you're at, 12 you're at likes
your mom's
behind
house?
The
just
Lotus
Just like
cast
it on her Facebook
right now. The Lotus Cast has 12 more likes than us. We can get 12 likes.
Can we really beat the Lotus? They have constantly awesome people on in there. But they're 3 hours. We can beat them.
We're 24 likes behind the Megapods. Who the fuck is the Megapods?
Is that on Radio Fubar?
People who are more popular than we are.
Guys, we need 24 likes, and then we move right up to 17th.
Can I ask everybody listening right now? It doesn't take much of your time. You're on Facebook because you're a loser. You know what I mean? I'm a loser. We're all on Facebook, just hanging out, looking to see what Sarah's doing. You know, she had a good weekend. She got no kids, so she's just fucking hanging out with her buddies. You're on Facebook. I know you are. You're sharing some bullshit quiz you took. Just type wheelbarrow full of dicks into your search. You see it? Press the like on it. Chances are you'll never see a post from us because Facebook is fucked up. So just like.
And if you do, like it. It'll probably just be a funny picture of a hand turkey. It is hand turkey November, by the way.
Or Kanye West holding a sign that says wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Right.
You know?
And it'll just give you a little friendly reminder that we're live tonight.
And
you
could
know that
listen.
Information anyway, guys.
Yeah.
So you put all those ingredients into the pot and bing, bang, boom, you're number 17, baby.
Guys,
that's a Thanksgiving
six spots
dinner.
Below three guys, one mic. There's not even three guys. It's one guy. The show is called Three Guys, One Mic. And it's one guy, one mic.
Maybe his name
that
is Mike.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it does. Because he had three guys.
Guys, they have 52 more likes than us on Facebook.
That's a lot.
They do a 14-hour show every week, and it's just that dude getting wasted, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like him. Yeah. But it's one dude just getting drunk
won,
for 14 hours.
Way,
he's our enemy now.
Now he is.
Who won?
We need a push for this. I anchors
just like Matt Chuck.
I get crazy competitive over stupid things. That's true. But now I need to be in the top 10 of the Radio FUBAR shows in Facebook Live.
You're like the
this
motherfucking
is, this
vice
is my
president.
Focus now.
You're
I like care about nothing else.
Of Radio FUBAR.
Our new I'll website on hold. Everything is on hold. The quality of the show, don't give a fuck anymore. We're getting Facebook likes. You guys.
Tweet it, people.
You,
tweet it out.
You want the shows to get better again? You fucking tell your friends to like my Facebook page.
#WFOD likes.
Why don't you just make a better show and then people will like it?
Chris Drake says that the Megapods only have 13 episodes. How fuck motherfuckers got 13 episodes and got more Facebook likes than us? Napier, what number episode is this? 100 and something.
160.
180 or something.
170.
Fuck. We've been doing this forever. And we got less Facebook likes than the Megapods.
Yeah, but maybe they're better than us.
They're pretty talented.
They're good guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a high bar.
Well, what are you going to do, really? You
know? We should do more Napier karaoke's to get the fans back.
13 fucking pieces of gold, my friend.
Chris Break Show has more Facebook likes than Radio FUBAR.
Mike, how many likes do you need to get to crack the top 10? How many more likes do we need?
To get into the top 10...
I don't even think Matt Chuck likes the WFOD Facebook
page. Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Jesus Christ.
To get into the top 10, we need to get more than 314... Facebook likes.
All right,
that way we will pass Game On Girl. How the
what?
Fuck are we losing to Game On Girl?
300?
Because people would rather listen to
you
ladies.
You keep saying that these are Radio FUBAR shows, and I believe you.
I've never heard of any of these shows.
Game On Girl is a show about ladies in gaming.
Of course they're better than us then.
They have a niche.
Yeah, dudes love that shit. Like,
is that
gamer
what we
girls?
Need? We need a niche? See,
yeah.
You'd think that, like, having a niche would make it, like, more specialized.
Yeah, it does. And then all of those people flock to that thing because there's not enough of it to go around. We need to be, like, the interracial...
Careful.
...snowballing association of
Why don't
dudes
we just...
who love transgenders. You know what I mean? Like, that's... You would have
314 likes, my friend. That's what that'll do.
That'd get 400 likes immediately.
Okay, so we need, like...
We're going to be the wheelbarrow podcast where we only talk about wheelbarrows and hauling things in wheelbarrows.
We need, like, 80 Facebook likes.
If we really... Yeah, Napier, I think you're right. I think if we just talked about uses for wheelbarrows, I absolutely think that we'd crack that top 10.
Do you think that people tune in and they hear... Like, that we're not about wheelbarrows and they turn it
off? It'd be like, yeah, it'd be like, yeah, I do. Because I think if you talked about shit that you could do with wheelbarrows, it'd be like Pinterest, but it's like a specialized Pinterest boards about shit that you can do with wheelbarrows.
You know, I almost wonder, like, if we spelled wheelbarrow the wrong way, like the way I thought wheelbarrow was spelled. Like, you know, with like a...
Like wheelbarrow?
Yeah. I think if we spelled it incorrectly, we'd probably get more Google hits than we do.
Yeah, and also if you remove the dicks.
Yeah. Totally remove the dicks. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, haven't you guys learned anything from the flat drunk contest? Offer a prize for your next, for the, whatever, 400
yeah.
or something.
Holy fuck. Okay, so what did that do? What did that do for our likes, Mike? That flat drunk contest?
None.
What did that do for our Twitter?
None.
Did that blow
none.
It up?
Interaction? None.
What did that do for...
Nobody cares, Travis. We do this show every week. We tweet out that we get no interaction anymore. I don't know what happened. It's Travis. It's Travis is what it is. Travis fucked us, Napier. We were doing just fine until Travis showed up.
You were, because I listened every week live And now I never listen.
Since Travis joined, we lost one listener.
You lost a listener? I still subscribe.
And you know what?
I don't listen.
I bet Jim Chadman
isn't. We're negative one, Napier.
Bet Jim Chadman isn't listening this week either.
That's true.
We gotta stop having guests and extra
Maybe
calls.
That's just what we need to do. We just need to start having anyone who might want to listen on the show.
Well, then nobody would actually listen.
Okay,
Mike,
so...
Mike, we offer that every single week when we say, call into the show and be part of it.
Guys.
Are you guys serious about that when you say that? Do you really want people to call in?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you have something to like...
No, just be a fly on the wall.
I have no idea.
Especially if you have something that has Facebook likes that they could translate to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Facebook likes.
I guarantee you,
I mean,
you
if you're listening this far, you heard my Urban Dictionary thing. You can add definitely more value than I can.
No, you're making this harder for me because I'm cutting all that out. I'm building you up, Jim. We need to get
okay.
We need to get you on the good list here. Who can
Fair
you
enough.
Be?
Travis.
Okay, you're not on this list.
You got to go to the third picture to see mine.
Oh, no, you're not on the third one. You must be on the
fourth. The truncated one, there's only like the last
You
place.
Are in 33rd place with 56 uh-huh. likes.
But how much engagement?
Zero.
All right. I did not post a Facebook
In 34th place is the Solid Cat podcast.
Yeah, I'm whipping their ass.
Is that still a thing?
You are beating them by 5 likes.
They're not still a podcast.
Me, Napier, and Travis could almost go ahead and put Solid Cat ahead of you.
I already like Nazi.
I really wish you wouldn't do that.
The DMM podcast.
Oh, what's that?
That's me and Dan Furnicase's show. We have not done a show since August.
Oh, is that the show that you do like 7 episodes at one time and then not again for 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's following the Lantern Lounge formula.
And no, that show just did every like 3 to 4 months.
The reformat, Matt Reefer's show. Has 5 likes. I think.
What about Beardy and the Beast?
I don't think they're on the list. So Jim, I mean, I would say with shows that actually do shows, you're beating one show.
That's a victory.
That's bullshit because I subscribed to that show and I enjoyed very much.
Who can
much.
We get you ahead of?
Who's next? Who's ahead of me?
Drunkard's Call is 32nd. They
well,
have
how much do they have?
58 likes.
And I have how many?
You have 56.
That's
Guys,
never going to happen.
Two
That's
or three people can like the Not Safe for Water Coolers Facebook page and get them ahead of Drunkard's Call. I feel
no,
like
I've heard
Drunkard's we can
call,
get this
so.
Done.
No, you know when you're telling Deborah that you don't like her outfit that she went on out on Saturday? You're like, that kind of makes you look like a slut. When you posted that on Facebook... All you gotta do is type in not safe for water coolers in that little search bar and hit that like button. You'll never see anything.
And let's be honest, summer's passed, bikini pics are done, slutty Halloween costumes are done, so there's nothing to fucking look at on Facebook anymore, so you might as well do something with
the
Facebook.
The good thing about liking the not safe for water coolers Facebook page is I don't think he ever posts anything
nothing.
On it, so you don't have to worry about it cluttering up your timeline.
No.
If you do see something, it'll be like a post of a new episode, and that'll be like once every 2 weeks. Just like it. What else do you have to do? And then, Jim, after that, the Furnicast is next with 83. That's a little bit taller of an order. I don't know if we could be able to help you with that. I don't think we have that kind of pull.
Also, like the Squarehead Kids Facebook page. You should do that.
Are they... Yes, Squarehead Kids are beating us. That's for sure.
They're not on the list. I don't think he considers them a show anymore. But, guys, this isn't good. This isn't interesting. All I'm saying is, we can catch the Lotus Cast. I feel that's something we can do. That should be our goal for this week. If we catch the Lotus Cast in the next week...
Can I be a co-host on their show?
You think... If we got you on their show, then their numbers would go down?
No, I mean, I'd rather be a co-host on their show.
They already have like 30 co-hosts. Guys, don't listen to the Lotus Cast. There's too many damn people talking.
Yeah,
there's so much going on.
That's the charm.
They're never talking over each other, and it's always like interesting what everybody has to say.
Let's be fair.
You mean
with
they don't do 20 minutes on Facebook likes, Travis?
Go ahead, Jim.
Just with what's about to unfold, Ferguson, do we realistically think WFOD has much legs left? I mean,
well, yeah, because we have
your studio is going to be burnt to the ground in the matter of hours.
We have to open Thirsties down
studio.
There.
Yeah, Thirsties is opening up in the rubble that is Ferguson. I'm going to get.
You're going to get some land.
Cheap land out there.
Very cheap. Very cheap.
And then with the profits from my soda business, I'm going to buy us some like really good microphones and stuff. Like obnoxiously good microphones. Way too good of microphones for whatever it is we're doing.
So any microphone. And on that, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend. Yeah.